Well, it's been about 6 months since the South Carolina Department of Agriculture launched its SCATE program. Let's find out what it is and what it does with Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers. And I remember, Commissioner, several months ago we talked about this. A, what is it? And B, how's it going so far?
Well, of course, we skate right into the issue without reminding folks that is the South Carolina agricultural tax exemptions for our sales tax on agricultural products that we have to buy for our farms, be it feed or things of that nature, seeds and all these things. So we felt like going forward to maintain the integrity of the program, we would update it and by the use of a skate card. And we, to date, have issued over 9,000 of those, and we extended the deadline until the end of this month. So after July 1, the retailers should be asking farmers who want to take advantage of the sales tax exemption for their SCATE card. And it's very easy to sign up for one. So if a person doesn't get around to signing up and goes into buy something in August, the old ST-8F paperwork will not apply. So they'll need that SCATE card after July 1. Now, it's, again, very easy to apply. I did it for my own in less than 10 minutes. We've got a person on staff who is there to help with any questions. So we hope that anybody who's put it off we'll take advantage of the last couple of weeks of June and get that SCATE card before the deadline.
Now, there is a minimal cost to getting that, but once you get it, it's good for quite some time. Is that right?
That's right. It's $24, and that covers 3 years. And the reason for that is the company who processes these things charges us a fee, so we have to cover that. And we've reached out to, golly, I think 80 newspapers around the state to put the advertisements out there to remind farmers that this is the new procedures. So to cover those costs, we're just recovering the cost that we have in it. Again, it covers 3 years, and in 3 years' time, the cost will not go up at all. So we think it's the right thing to do to protect, again, the integrity of the sales tax exemptions that we've worked so hard to maintain for farmers of South Carolina.
And once you have this card, it's really easy to use. You just make a purchase and you present the card at the time of purchase, and the retailers take it from there.
That's right. And if a person has their normal place of business where they go back into, then it'll be just like the paperwork that they won't have to do anything. They'll be on file with the retailer. Now, we've had to work with them to get their systems up to speed so that a person should be coded in for sales tax exemptions. It may take a while to get that, you know, running smoothly, but should not be a problem going forward.
And if folks want to apply, it's easy to do online and get more information. What's that web address, Commissioner?
Well, online to apply is SCATE, which is S-C-A-T-E. C-A-R-D, all together, skatecard.com. And then if they want to ask questions, again, the staff person will answer, but that is SCATE, S-C-A-T-E, at scd.gov. Call the department, 803-734-2210.
The SCATE card, it's up and running, but time is running out to get yours. It expires at the end of this month, at least to get it without facing some troublesome times ahead. Without that SCATE card, you're not going to be able to use your tax exemption at the retailers. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.